1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
Shannon and Scott.
And it's another Sunday night before the Monday that we release. Woohoo!
We're really good at procrastinating.
We just gotta stop making this a pattern.
I know. Well, we just have to stop being busy. Oh, and Josh was like, don't talk about how tired you are this time.
Well, Josh, you can deal with it.
Yeah.
Because we're tired. We're not gonna take it. No. That's it.
I got really excited for a second.
So what's a song salad?
A song salad is a song written by us very quickly in a random style of music generated by moodfuse.com about a random topic that we get from the Wikipedia random article button.
Woohoo.
That was the most concise explanation.
I think our listeners appreciate it.
Yep.
I know I appreciate it. You know what else I appreciate? Reviews on iTunes.
Yeah! Thank you very much to, let's get the exact name. Thank you _ Bianca Jean _, who reviewed our podcast and titled her review, Fun, Fun, Fun.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
So thank you. If you review us, we will also shout you out on the podcast. It's awesome to get reviews. You can also subscribe. You can follow us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast, and we'd really appreciate it. And we also broke 100 followers on Twitter.
Yay.
And not all of them were cam girls.
Like, you know, 20 or 30, but no, not even that much.
That's a lot. Yeah, I would say there were 8 to 10 cam girls.
That's probably
But they
accurate.
All followed us in like the same 36-hour period.
Right.
So it just seemed like something was going on in the cam community.
But we appreciate it either way.
Yes, we do. Oh, did you, Scott, did you research microsongs?
Nope. Should I do that now?
It's too late now!
Basically, the microsong tradition really came from heavy metal, and it focused on intensifying the songs by compressing them down, and a lot of the bands say that writing a short song is harder than writing a long one, and because when the song goes by so quickly, the song structure is more transparent, as opposed to like progressive rock or jazz, which at the same time was trying to expand the length of songs that were normally around 3 or 4 minutes on the radio. They were, you know, the prog rock and jazz bands were writing 5, 6, 7 minute songs, so heavy metal, you know, countered that by writing their 1 second micro songs.
And I saw also that some of the inspiration for micro songs came from like micro or flash fiction, or that like the appetite for shorter things increased as digital media became more accessible and consumable. And I think there's a quote. It's usually attributed to Ben Franklin, which is, if I'd have had more time, I'd have written you a shorter letter. And it's harder to write shorter things than it is to write longer things.
Just like it's hard to do a short intro to our podcast.
It is. Sorry, not sorry, everybody. And short stories are often considered more difficult to not write but to perfect than longer form things like novels, because you have to achieve the same kind of emotional narrative in a much more compressed space,
like haiku.
Sort of like haiku,
like you're limited to a certain number of syllables but you still have to tell a story.
No.
Or am I off base?
Well, just because the structure of haiku is so limited, but you also aren't putting a narrative, you're not mandating a narrative from a haiku. A haiku is asking for very different things than a short story is. Usually not narrative. It's usually, what is it, like an evocation of nature, a seasonal reference, and like something like a Taoist or Buddhist principle or something like that. It's like,
or like haikus are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator.
Scott literally had a shirt that said that in college. Do you remember that?
I don't think it was me.
It was Maybe you. Maybe it was me. Was it you?
Either way, it's one of my favorite and only memorized haiku.
That's fine. But we're not here to talk about haiku.
We're here to go to moodfuse.com and spin the salad spinner.
What should the salad spinner sound like?
Siri?
Just have Siri go beep boop 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 beep boop.
Siri, say beep boop.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
That's, like, patently false, Siri.
Whatever. Here we go.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop.
Samba.
Samba. So what's samba?
Wow. Samba is a Brazilian musical genre and dance style with its roots in Africa via the West African slave trade and African religious traditions, particularly Angola and the Congo. Although there were various forms of samba in Brazil in the forms of various popular rhythms and regional dances that originated from the drumming, samba as a music genre is seen as a musical expression of urban Rio de Janeiro, then the capital of Imperial Brazil.
Cool.
It is recognized around the world as a symbol of the Brazilian Carnival. So it's a celebratory, upbeat Brazilian dance music. The modern samba that emerged at the beginning of the 20th century is predominantly in a 2-4 tempo, varied with the conscious use of a sung chorus to the batucada rhythm, with various stanzas of declaratory verses.
Declaratory verses? Yeah. What is declaratory mean?
And what is the batucada rhythm?
Ooh. Because we're going to have some juicy nuggets of knowledge for you in this salad today.
So it looks like the samba rhythm, the batucada, is da 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 da.
That sounds right.
So that's the samba rhythm.
Okay.
Batucada is characterized by its repetitive style and fast pace.
Okay.
And it has a list of instruments that are in a typical samba ensemble. Ensemble. Like a repenique, a surdo, tambourine, like a lot of different types of percussion. Hand percussion is used. Tambourine. You know those fish with those wooden fish with like the ribbed sides and you rub a stick on it and it's like.
Are they always fish?
Yeah, usually it's a fish. Sometimes a vegetable. Yeah.
But like carved to look like a fish?
It's called a gyro.
What vegetable is it carved to look like?
I'm going to find you a picture of a gyro.
I don't think they're fish. Yeah, that's not a fish.
Look, that's fish-like.
For the record, fish gyro.
Okay. I'm Googling fish gyro.
But it's like not there really like a fish.
It's totally a fish.
Oh, they like drew on it to make it look like a fish.
Exactly.
Okay, imagine a bowling pin, but someone just drew a fish on it.
Yeah, it's a gyro. Look, here's an actual fish-shaped one. That on Amazon.
That looks like a dildo. It's made of colorful plastic.
Typical samba instruments include the fish dildo.
Oh, God.
Typically, in addition to all of those percussion instruments, samba is played by guitars and uses some like woodwind and brass instruments too, like trombones, trumpets, flutes, and clarinets. So it sounds like samba was popular in the 1930s and 40s in Brazil. But at that time, it was a little bit slower, a little more laid back and melodic. And then in the 1950s, bossa nova was introduced and kind of started to blend with samba, which brought up the tempo and the energy of the style of music. So now samba has that faster tempo that was influenced by bossa nova, which grew through the 50s and 60s. Here's one of the most famous examples of samba music. It is Más Que Nada by Jorge Ben. And you've probably heard it. Oh, arigato, oba, oba, oba. Oh, arigato, oba, oba, oba. Más que nada.
sai da minha frente, eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado, que eu quero...
Did you look up a translation of the lyrics?
Yeah, so the translation I got, I could probably dig around for a couple different ones just to find like the best version, but it's a little funky. But Mascanada, which is the title of the song, means like whatever or yeah, right?
Okay.
In Portuguese, which is not to be confused with the Spanish meaning, which is more than anything.
Huh.
So the translated lyrics start out with just some noises. So it's o-ar-ri-ra, o-ba-o-ba-o-ba-la.
Keep going.
And then it's whatever, get out of my way, that I want to pass because samba is really exciting and I want to dance. This samba that is mixed with maracatu, which is a regional rhythm.
Hmm.
Old black samba you, whatever. A samba like this is so nice. You don't mean to get to the end. I don't know what
that... Well, that's probably not exactly right,
no.
But we'll take it.
Yeah, so it basically, it's like, it's the, you know what it makes me think of?
What?
It's, I wanna rock and roll all night.
It's the samba version of that.
Yeah. So anyway, so the song is literally about samba. Not all samba songs, obviously, are about samba.
Right.
But
we'll have to listen to a couple more and do some research into the lyrics of others.
Can we just get a topic?
Let's do it.
Siri, what should our topic be?
Interesting question, Scott.
You're no help. Our topic is...
Oh, and he's from, well... Okay, so we got a guy, an Argentine...
Alberto Venasco.
An Argentine novelist. So he's, like, from near Brazil, sort of.
Not at all.
But it's South America.
Sure. So an Argentinian novelist, poet, and short fiction writer named Alberto Venasco.
Cool. Okay.
Can we just make the song, Oh, Venasco.
Bow, bow, bow. Cool. So I'm going to do some research about this dude. So Alberto Venasco was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Way to make a bunch of noise while I'm talking.
Oh, shit. I'm playing a Repinique groove right now.
Really?
My arpeggiator turned on my keyboard, and it's playing on a Repinique. Can't wait to hear what that sounds like.
Great.
Continue, please.
Okay. He was born in 1925 and he died in 1993. He was a novelist, a poet, and a short fiction writer, as we mentioned. He moved around a bit in Argentina, eventually went to New York, moved to Spain, and then back to Buenos Aires where he died. He was kind of a jack of all trades. He,
definitely thought you were going to say he was kind of a jackass.
Yeah, it says that right under his personality section.
Can you imagine on Wikipedia? He was kind of a jackass.
Kind of a jackass.
With like a little like 13 for the reference footnote.
And then the footnote just takes you to like his former coworker's site. Of like, Alberto today didn't say hi to me in the break room and he took the last bit of creamer for his coffee.
He would.
Yeah. He was kind of a jack of all trades. He did a lot of different things. He was a professor not only of literature, but also of physics and mathematics, which is kind of crazy. He was a journalist. He was a translator. He was a customs officer. What else is interesting about him? Oh, he, kind of a bummer. He was associated with the objectivism movement before that became widely recognized. And you might... have heard of objectivism.
Where have I heard of that?
Because of Ayn Rand.
Oh.
Oh, womp womp, Ayn Rand. But I don't know that he would have necessarily been in contact with her. He lived contemporaneously to her, and he may have been influenced by her literature and her philosophy. But he was writing, he had a trilogy of works, and I'm only going to read the English translations. Even Though Juan Lived, Eternity for Them, and Many of Them Who Don't Live, spanning from 1948 to 1964, that were considered to use objectivism before it became really widely known. So I've been trying to find out if he had any like real connection to Rand, but I don't really see that anywhere.
Interesting.
Yeah. And if you don't know... much about objectivism or the objectivist movement. It's basically what people use to say that poor people don't deserve nice things.
Right. Like, capitalism, capitalism, go, go, go.
Yeah. So that's Alberto Vinasco. And I'm not sure exactly yet the angle that I want to take. I have an idea, but I want to look up some more samba lyrics before I tell you definitely that that's going to be my idea for the song.
Let's do that.
Cool. All
right. So I've gathered my Latin percussion instruments that are typical to samba songs. I'm going to use a repenique, a cerdo, a güiro, and a pandero.
That's the fish sticky.
The güiro is the fish stick. Okay. Yeah. Fish sticks. Yes.
Cool.
So the pandero, first of all, is sort of like a tambourine, but can be pitched rather than just like the regular jangly sound of a tambourine. So it sounds more like a bongo combined with a tambourine. So this is the beat that we're going to do on the pandero, which is the classic samba beat that I played earlier. So the pitching of it is actually like you tune it like a drum. So it stays at one pitch. You can't change pitches while you're playing it. Next up is the güiro, which is the fish stick, and it sounds like this. Next up, we have the lowest pitched drum in the ensemble, which is called the cerdo, and it's like a big, it looks like a sort of like a conga drum, but like bigger and like flat on the top and flat on the sides. And it sounds like this. Last but not least, and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but the repenique. This is what the leader of the samba band usually plays to keep the beat and the tempo of the song going. And there are certain rhythms that he can play on the repenique that signal when sections of the song are coming up or when someone should do a solo, which is kind of cool. So it's sort of like the band leader being like, you know, shouting out to the trumpet player, take it this one. He can like play a certain cue on the drum and it'll tell someone to play that.
That's cool.
That part. So this is the repenique. And that is played with sticks rather than hands. So I'm going to use that as my percussion ensemble. And then for the melody and harmonies, I'm going to use a bass of guitars and add in a couple brass instruments like trumpets and trombones.
A funky bass?
There won't be a funky bass.
Oh my God.
It's just going to be percussion and guitars. And like one of the guitars is a little bit of a bigger and deeper pitched guitar, but it's not actually going to be a bass. And this will be a funky bassless episode of Song Salad.
A rare, rare funky bassless episode.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you know how I said that not all samba songs are about samba?
Were you wrong about that?
That was a complete lie. All samba songs are about samba. A huge majority of, like, I looked at a couple, like, top playlists for samba in different years. I would say 85% of the songs are about dancing.
Okay.
And then the remaining 10% more are about telling women to dance for you.
Uh-huh.
And then the last 5% is, like, I don't know, there's some Iranian Swedish guy who does some pop. It's very weird. I think I'm gonna use Alberto Vinasco's life and career almost like dance moves and do like a dance song but about the things that he's done.
I can't wait for that.
Me either. I'll try to figure it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've been exploring more of the, you know, instrumental options and listening to other samba songs. And you know what? I'm going to throw in some funky bass.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, the traditional samba ensemble didn't have a bass as part of it, but modern samba songs do. And I'm going to go with modern and throw in some bass. I'm also going to throw in some extra fun percussion stuff here and there as accents. Like, a lot of samba songs use whistles.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I'm going to throw in some whistles. And it's going to be fun.
I'm excited. Do you think the whistles come from football culture? Or they are used in football culture because of samba?
I couldn't give you a real answer to that question, but I'm guessing the whistles came first in the musical landscape,
and then just like crowds in sports. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you always hear that at like at soccer games.
Yeah.
The crowds are just like blowing whistles.
Right.
Like, rhythmically.
But the vuvuzela is another story and altogether.
Can we put a vuvuzela in the samba song?
Maybe at the very end.
Okay. Okay. So I have some lyrics. A lot of noise.
Fresh hot lyrics coming your way.
I have a lot of noises in my lyrics because that seems like whenever there's just like a little like intro-y rhythm section, they're usually vocalizing of some kind. And it's just going to be a really quick sort of intro and then go sort of right into the chorus.
Love
it. Whatever. So it starts out going, chibomba, chibomba. Oh, whoa, 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 chibomba. A lot of the songs I found say the word bomba.
Great.
Which I guess means like pump.
Or bomb.
Or bomb. Yeah, but like, it's like, I don't know, whatever. And then the intro is, I see Alberto, he's a Venasco from Argentina, but he moved to and fro. And then like the things that he did in his life becoming dance moves. Oh, write a book, hey, a, and shake your butt, ho, oh, compose a poem, and then pen a play. Oh, write a book, hey, a, and teach some math, ho, oh, swing your hips around and do the Venasco.
Great.
Cool?
And I think we should do a little outro with the chibombas again.
Chibomba, yeah. Sure. Lots of chibombas, as many chibombas as you want. Look, I'm
going to repeat and fade
them.
The chibombas. We haven't done a good repeat and fade as an ending yet.
We haven't. I didn't put anything about Ayn Rand in there because like nothing kills the mood to dance more than Ayn Rand.
You know what? If you play the song backwards, we're going to have the words Ayn Rand in there.
Yeah, go ahead and try that. And if you do, tweet at us at SongSellyCast. Okay.
Should we go for it?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right.
This
Here
is gonna
is.
Be what are we calling it? Chibomba?
Or should it be Do the Venasco?
Do the Venasco?
I think that should be.
Okay, Do the Venasco.
A samba song by Shannon and Scott.
Chibomba.
Chibomba, chibomba, what, chibomba. Chibomba, chibomba, what, chibomba. I see Alberto, he's a Venasco from Argentina, but he moved to and fro. Oh, write a book, hey, hey, and shake your butt, ho, ho. Compose a poem, and then pen a play, hey, hey. Oh, write a book, hey, hey, and teach some math, ho, ho. Swing your hips around, and do the Venasco.
Chibomba, 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 chibomba.
I'm crying.
I wonder if any of our listeners will catch where we put the backwards Ayn Rand and the surprise vuvuzela.
It's very subtle.
Who knew samba could be so much fun?
Oh my gosh.
Brazilians.
Oh, yeah. Brazilians had that shit on lockdown. Oh my God.
What'd you learn today, Shannon?
Oh man. I learned a lot about boom booms and bombas. And that it's really fun to do a fade and repeat.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all I learned.
Okay.
What did you learn, Scott?
I thought it was cool that the leader of the samba instrumental ensemble traditionally plays a percussion instrument and is the band leader and kind of uses that to, you know, cue things.
Yeah, that's
neat. I thought that was cool.
And I guess we should say that not all samba songs are in Portuguese. I feel like we maybe misrepresented that. It's also, I mean, it's a very popular...
It has its origins in Brazil, but it's popular all over Latin America and
elsewhere in the world.
Now.
Well, because there was that... I also learned that there was that an Iranian-Swedish pop singer who does a lot of samba songs, whose name is Arash, A-R-A-S-H, if you want to go look him up.
Check him out.
And hear some interesting music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was a tasty, tasty salad.
It was. You know what I really like imagining is people dancing to the song and then not knowing what the chorus is going to be. And then when it tells them, like, go write a book. And they're like, oh my God, I got to go write a book.
This is going to take a while.
No.
Then, I also like that you represented Alberto Vinasco in the things that he's done in his career, like writing a book, composing a poem, pen a play. But you also included Shake Your Butt.
Yep.
In there. Well, and swing your hips around.
Yeah, it has to be true to samba.
But is it true to Vinasco?
Well, he could do those things in a samba song.
He could. He could.
Also, I don't know. I didn't want to put like,
he probably
be
did
a
the
journalist.
He did the tango anyway because he's from Argentina.
Is that where the tango's from? Argentina?
Well, it's an Argentine tango is a popular form of tango.
Maybe we'll get to that one day.
Maybe.
Saladiers.
Tune in next week to find out. And also coming up, we have some special plans for some interesting episodes coming up. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter, SoundCloud, rate us and review us on iTunes. Until next time.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Shannon and Scott Art.
Chibomba,
chibomba, chibomba, chibomba, chibomba.